This is Mona Lisa Baseball.
You know when you lose the announcers? This is a phenomenon happening last year and this year. MLB's losing the announcers.
You mean like the good ones?
Announcers are going rogue.
Oh, like fuck this?
Announcers are going, what is this?
What?
Who knows the rules? This is my John Kruk impression.
It's a circus, yeah.
You've heard it from a lot of guys, though.
Yeah.
It's not just Kruk.
Good. I've been wondering where the voices are.
These guys are supposed to, you know, toe the line.
Yeah.
It's just getting a lot of attention,
but
man.
But could it be good attention? Is there anything that helps baseball by...
Baseball needs to be revered, not laughed at. Celebrated as part of our history.
So far from reverence right now.
You know what I heard somebody say in a sports video? They were talking about officials in all the leagues, but they were actually using baseball as an analogy. And he's like, well, this is just baseball, but let me show you. And I had to rewind him, like, did he say this is just baseball, as if baseball is like not as important as the other sports? And he totally said it, and he just meant it,
laughing stuff,
and it came right off the top of his head.
Oh yeah,
this was the most natural thing for this guy who talks about sports to say. It's just baseball, nobody cares.
This is basically the theme that I've been hearing since my return to sports talk radio for 6 months. It's amazing how much football they can talk about in June. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the lack of baseball that they talk about. But here's the problem with sports talk radio and baseball. They're always looking for the story. But the actual story of baseball, it happens every day. It's a long season. You'll get an 18-4 game, and then you'll have a 1-0 game. So a 3-2 baseball game doesn't satisfy sports talk, especially if it's national, because... Who in San Francisco wants to hear in depth about a Florida Marlins game? It's like, I got my guys. So it doesn't fit into the equation. And then I believe baseball is getting judged because the media talks about it less, because they keep categorizing it with the big three. Not that they talk about hockey or the big four. They talk about hockey and baseball about the same amount.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
But it's because it keeps getting lumped in with other sports. They're just not letting baseball be baseball. And because it is perceived as a joke sport, everyone is going along with the story that, well, I guess we do have to fix it because baseball sucks. Everyone knows that. Everyone agrees it's too slow. And oh, let me add this in too. I don't feel like I'm here to call out people of the media, but I got a sneaking suspicion about Colin Cowherd. This guy is not a baseball fan.
No.
He's not a baseball fan. He will sprinkle things in occasionally, and he does a really good show because he's really polished. And so when he says something, you're tempted to believe him. When he talks about baseball, he's not a baseball fan. You know what he gets in every single time? And I think MLB is paying him. Every single time he talks about baseball, he throws in. And the pitch clock's great because it speeds up the game. Like,
I think he believes it.
Literally every time baseball gets mentioned, that gets
thrown
in.
They don't need
to
pay him. I think he believes it.
I think... they're nudging him.
Do you think a guy like him is going to say it's bad if everyone else is saying it's good? He's not. He's going to go along with the line. MLB doesn't need to. They don't need to pay him.
Yeah, okay.
They don't need to. It's like, we are the ones with courage. Like, this is what courage looks like. Mona Lisa baseball.
It's kind of like the propaganda wheel can be so strong that you can fall into it if you don't, I guess, stay brave.
Yeah, I get discouraged sometimes, dude. You said something
tough
after we went to Chicago. You said something that really stuck with me. And you were like, I saw a sport that was perfectly happy to leave me behind.
Yeah.
But that really stuck with me. Yeah. That is how I felt, too. And I've been to Giants games where I'm yelling some crazy shit when the DH comes up. And there's guys around me who are like, yeah, preach on. You know, like,
yeah.
But it's just a couple of guys. It's like most other people are like, looking at my girlfriend going, what's wrong with your boyfriend? Like, what is he talking about? What's the DH?
Oh, what's the DH?
You know what I mean?
There was something so beautiful about this. May 28th, year 2000, plays of the week popped up. And I go, I haven't seen this in 20 years. Great. Very first play, Sean Estes Grand Slam. My hands are basically up. I mean, it's that. I'm still thinking about Dizzy Dean showing up Babe Ruth in his final season by him hitting a home run, not Babe Ruth.
Oh, dude, I'm all about the Ichiro highlights right now.
Oh,
I'm really thick into
okay
consuming as many Ichiro highlights as I possibly can.
Tell me what's like What is it? What's grabbing everything. Your attention? What? Yeah, what?
Everything. Everything. What do they say? He's got all five, six, seven. What are the...
Typically, it's the five, but I'm sure there's more. Yeah.
He's got them all.
You could throw in bunting six, you know.
Throwing guys out from right field to home. That's probably my favorite.
It's so fantastic. Yeah. I think he threw out a guy on the A's at third, and someone had commented that they should find a way to put that in the Smithsonian.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
But it is that good.
Right. Okay. Speaking of guys who can hit for average... Will Clark is famous for buying Angel Hernandez a beer and then getting a favorable strike zone from him for the rest of his career.
Yes. Okay. I mean, I would love for them to get caught and reprimanded, but there's something.
What are you going
to
do?
There's a lot of humanity in that. And I'm not for throwing games, but there's something very humanitarian about that, that I could get behind, probably because it's Will Clark. If it would have been like Mike Piazza, been like, see, fuck that guy.
Well, I want to state to the audience that I don't have a scientific
this is a rumor
view on this. I can't tell you if the data actually doesn't exist. Like, did Will Clark actually get a more favorable strike zone?
Yeah.
Will Clark says Will Clark did. So I think we should trust Will Clark because I trust Will Clark.
All right.
So kids, in Little League, go buy your umpire a beer. This is how you get ahead in baseball.
Yeah.
All right. I got some fun shit to talk about. You ready for some fun shit?
Bring it.
Eli De La Cruz had an inside the park home run. Sal Frelick was in center. He's playing deep and he missed a diving catch. And it was inches. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He gets around the bases in 14.96 seconds.
That's dynamite.
And it's not just fast. It's having the stride perfected such that you bounce off second base and you bounce off third.
Yeah, being propelled. Well, you know the bases are spring-loaded now. Boing. Bugs Bunny effect.
All right, in your last show...
In your last show, you seemed very disappointed about Major League Baseball handling the sport of baseball. Please.
In your last show, you made a comment about global warming.
Ooh.
Can you really feel it? When it goes up like point whatever of a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let me tell you. Do players hit more home runs when they bring their fences in just a little bit?
I would think that that would have to be the case.
In 1950, the United States had about 50 tornadoes.
Mm.
Guess how many we had just this year, and this year's not even over yet.
Fuck.
570. So if you want to tell me that people aren't feeling global warming, people are feeling it.
Well, there could be a lot of factors to that.
Because just a little bit of a change in the fence
right.
is going to result in a lot of more home runs, and just a little bit of change in the temperature causes a ton more tornadoes.
Mm-hmm. Now, there could have been less effective machinery to record such things. Back then.
Yeah, you're probably right, but this trend is undeniable because even like
yes.
over the last few years it's been going up and it kind of tracks with average temperature in the US.
Uh-huh.
So if a tornado hits a canyon in Oklahoma where no one is,
does
it exist? No, it doesn't. But now there's a trailer park there. Well, there was, now it's gone.
Yeah.
All right. So baseball has this huge gambling scandal.
Mm.
There's five guys who got caught up in it. And one of them got banned for life.
Heard that.
The other guy's got a 1-year suspension. And the most important takeaway that everyone needs to know is that none of them won any kind of money.
Ooh.
They all lost most of their money. So even people who have insider, and these guys got banned because they were betting as minor leaguers betting on their major league affiliate.
Wow, that's... Yeah.
While they were actively on the roster for the minor league team. They weren't on the major league team.
God, it makes you wonder if they even knew.
They all know. It's not like they don't get the speech like, hey, don't bet on your team. I think that's pretty obvious. Like, don't bet on your team. I don't know. Does anybody not know that? Seriously.
It wouldn't feel like your team because it's not even the same league.
Even if they did have insider information, because let's get real. If you are playing for like the minor league affiliate of a major league team, you might catch wind that your top starter is probably not going to start
insiders
because he's hurt.
Yep.
That news hasn't gone public yet. The bookie doesn't have it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you could place a bet
and
over under whatever.
It is the most perfect time to set an example as gambling is more mainstream. Gotta lay down the law early to try to curb some of this shit, because gambling does have the ability to derail a sport.
Baseball's biggest advertisers are these gambling sites. And you don't need to take my word for it. Just go to a park and look in the outfield and see who's sponsoring the sign.
Just go to Wrigley.
Just watch anything. Like, it's and these sites don't call them, they're gaming, man. It's not gambling, it's gaming.
Gaming, right.
Oh, it's gaming. It's so fun, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And pad your pockets a little bit. Like, what's so, might as well, right? So I heard someone recently, Kevin Hart, called out Charles Barkley. He says, because they're telling you you can win by gambling on baseball.
Even these guys with insider information can't win. And I can tell you, it's just a numbers game.
Yeah.
The house just takes a cut all the time.
Yeah.
You literally have to be a fucking genius to even break even. Okay.
Absolutely.
Especially with these like stupid parlay bets people are going,
like, oh, it's so fun. Yeah.
I can bet $5 on the Reds winning by like 20 runs and then I'll win a million. Let's go. And it's like, no, let's not.
But you'll hear about those ones that win occasionally.
Of course.
Where you're like, oh, the $6 bet netted 700 grand. You're like, could have been me.
It's like an idiot who jumps off a bridge and accidentally lands in a pile of gold coins. Like, oh, he figured it out. I can do it too.
Sponsored by DraftKings.
Guys, I don't know, man. The thing about gamblers is they'll never admit that they're losing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're all losing, there's only one way to really like be a gambler and win, and that's being like a poker player where you're winning other people's money. So, you know, like, you're never gonna win playing against the house like that. Even an average poker player loses because the house takes a rake. So, you have to be like the top percentage, and, you know, like, to be honest, most people are kind of ordinary. Like Angel Hernandez never was in the top percentage of any kind of umpire rankings, but he was never at the bottom. Well, I think maybe once or twice he might have been really close to the bottom. But this year he was doing fine, and he left, and the rumor is he was kind of forced out.
And maybe got a briefcase full of cash.
There's a lot of rumors out there. I don't even want to repeat them.
It's like, just get lost, man.
He even brought a new lawsuit that was just like dismissed. Come on, man.
If you think you're going to make money at gambling, take coin flipping. You got to win 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you're good enough to do that, you can be a professional gambler. But, man, that sounds hard.
Yeah, but I did it that one time, so I can do it again.
I'll do it every time. I'm that good.
I'm special.
I'm one with quarter.
Right. I have a knowledge of the nickel alloy that other people don't understand. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, it's actually more likely to land this way because of the way that they mint the coin.
Right. I got my info from the U.S. Treasury. Did you? Yeah, I didn't think so.
And speaking of sportscasters, I saw a guy, an older guy, just lose his shit on air because somebody was talking about launch angle. And, like, they're talking about some players hitting like 230. And they're like, well, his launch angle, this and that launch angle. And the old guy's just like, fuck this launch angle shit. Like, are you telling me this guy can hit better than Tony Gwynn? Can he even do any of these things? Go the other way, like, know when to hit a grounder to third, like, all these things, you know? And he's like, can he do any of those things? No, he just has a launch angle. He's like, this is fucking bullshit.
And that's when tomatoes start flying in, and it was a boo.
Yeah, who is this guy?
Get lost, old man. Yeah, this guy sucks.
Retire him. No, he's boring.
Yeah, retire already.
No, we want the guy with the best launch angle, you guys. That's the most important stat.
Sexy.
Launch angle. Hit it out of these short little parks. And into a tornado.
One of the things that I had forgot to put on my episode, which was going to be one of my cornerstones, was what makes a fun baseball team to root for.
Mm-hmm.
But not only a fun team to root for, one that can actually get it done and go all the way. And I tried to make it as few words as possible and just really simplify it the most. And it was a scrappy team with two or three sluggers.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I kind of left out pitching. And you go, two good starters and at least a decent and fun closer.
You got to have the closer,
And sometimes just having a fun one, like Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, the Phillies made it to the World Series with Mitch Williams. And you couldn't really say he was extremely effective. He used to give Curt Schilling a heart attack when he'd try to save his games. You know, he was Wild Thing. He was actually Wild Thing. There's something fun about Well, we don't exactly know what's going to happen, but he's not that easy to hit.
I can tell you, as a guy who lived in San Francisco during those years, Brian Wilson was more famous than any other Giant for a short period of time.
Yeah.
He was the most famous Giant in terms of like people wearing shirts, fearing the beard, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have a friend who invented the whole like fear the beard thing, and that's now in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I'm going to share a little piece of baseball knowledge. It's, I actually was in the room when he was talking about getting something going beard-wise. And I had a suggestion for him because of a advertisement that was going around for Just for Men. And one of their catchphrases on this commercial was, "Your beard is weird." So I was saying, "Oh, do the beard is weird." And he was like, "No, nah, I think we're going fear the beard." And I was thinking, "Well, isn't that a hockey thing?" And he goes, "We're going fear the beard." Now he's in the Hall of Fame. What the fuck do I know? Another thing about this Hall of Famer that we know. How great is this? He was a paramedic. He started Fear the Beard with his buddy paramedic as well. And things were going so well for the playoff Giants that they kept calling in sick. And then they'd win another game and do the next series.
Mm-hmm.
And their entire scheduling was working around saving people's lives and wearing fake beards at Giants games. And finally, when the World Series ended and the Giants were champs, it was time to go back to work. But our friend, the Hall of Famer, got the most amazing phone call as he was going into work.
Uh-huh.
It's his partner. And he goes, "What are you doing right now?" And he goes, "I'm going to work." He goes, "Cancel it. We're in the parade. Cancel it. And our buddy goes, "If I don't go into work today, I'm done." And he goes, "Cancel. I don't think you're hearing me. We're in the parade." And he didn't go.
Oh, no.
Didn't get in the parade. And his buddy who went said that was his favorite part of the whole Fear the Beard season was being in the fucking parade.
Hmm.
He was basically a Giant that day.
Yeah.
But my buddy kept his job and he is no longer a paramedic, if anyone was curious. I actually lost my Fear the Beard shirt in the...
The fire, yeah.
In the fire, yes.
Well, you've lost pretty much everything.
Pretty much everything. But my favorite shirt to wear at Giants games is my dad's old softball jersey, the Outlaws.
I've seen it.
It's 70s, right? It's white, orange, black, striped sleeves.
I've seen you wear this jersey. It's got the piping.
And somehow that avoided the fire. So that still lives. Outlaws, I actually got prevented from entering a bar because they told me no jerseys.
What? Oh, it's that kind of bar where it's like, hey.
Yeah. We're not looking to sell to your top.
No tribalism.
Clientele.
No tribalism here.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
They weren't looking for that.
Mm-hmm. A4 lived in a house where no sports was allowed.
Ah, I've been in that house.
Guess what? Sports happened.
Right. We had put on a
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, exactly. A Bulls
highlights.
Tape.
Yeah, I know.
That was basically like the end. That was the end.
Yeah.
I think we're all kind of being, we're not getting to see the scrappy baseball team because it's just power only. And so I don't know that the fans really know the power of the scrappy team.
But bro, the scrappy doesn't win games, dude. Launch angle does. That's the problem, dude.
Oh, God. You told me. Yeah.
Look, scrappy players, Ozzie Smith, great. Do the backflip. Everyone loves it. But we can win a few more games because this guy's going to hit a few more home runs because of his launch angle.
Paul Skeens.
Who?
He's like the latest filthy pitcher. He's like the A's closer filth type of pitcher. Right. Sometimes when I'm leaving work, an A's game is on and kind of down.
Sure, why not?
Sometimes it's 12-1 Mariners, but they got a filthy closer. But anywho, this guy, Paul Skeens, pitches for the Pirates and he's just straight filth. And I just want to always reiterate this as often as I can that as we're going to continue creating pitchers that can throw 100, and if we're continue not having the pitchers bat, we're going to continue not having pinch hitters. And so managers can stockpile their team with people that throw 100, and you can just put a new pitcher in every inning.
I mean, they're already doing that. Yeah,
they're already doing that, but
you just articulated modern baseball pitching.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a direct enough link drawn from taking the DH out and too many pitching changes and lowering of offense, because instead of wanting your starters to go deep in the game because it's a long season and you want to rest all your pitchers.
But bro, that's why we ban the shift for more offense. Oh, it's not working? Uh-oh.
Oh, that's a hit now?
Uh-oh. But I mean, that is why we ban the shift, because yes, everyone throws 100 now. Like, that's all you get now.
Yeah, it's just 100. And I just don't ever hear anyone talk about that link with needing a pinch hitter for the pitcher that's coming up.
People talk about the hard throwing in terms of injuries. That's been a big theme this year.
That's definitely been a hot topic, yeah.
I hear about it. It's not like people don't know that it's just Fireball City all day long in the MLB. Do you want to hear about attendance?
Please.
Okay.
Where are we at?
This is Mona Lisa Baseball, and we have once again correlated the attendance numbers with the national weather forecast. And
excellent.
I am prepared.
This is what we do.
To characterize the attendance numbers for you. Are you ready?
We're over a third into the season. Let's do this.
Attendance is down.
From last year?
From last year.
Oh boy, this ain't good.
It's not good, you guys.
Mm.
So I'm going to characterize it this way, because it's just a lot of numbers and a lot of data. So let's just put it like this. In 2023, at this point in the season, we had 17 teams averaging 30K or more per game. We also had 4 teams averaging under 20K.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we have 12 teams averaging above 30K.
Ooh.
7 teams averaging under 20K.
Ooh, 7.
Okay, so that's how I'll characterize it to you guys. It's a lot of data.
Yeah.
It's hard to correlate all this, but attendance is down. So I don't know. I mean, I don't even think baseball cares about attendance. I think they just look at the TV numbers. I think that's way more important. But if people aren't going to games, people won't watch on TV. You've made this point a million times. If it's an empty stadium, like, it's a bad look.
It's not as fun. I read a very sobering chapter in the Thinking Fans Guide. And what I love about this guy is he's speaking to me from 1992, and he's still speaking wisdom to me, and it puts me back in my place. And he basically tells me it's the owner's sport and they can do what they want. And all of us that don't like it, it's kind of too bad, because you're either in the club or you're not. And I kind of have to accept that. And the amount of knowledge this guy has about the sport is just phenomenal. You can tell he's been invested in it for decades. And he just basically tells you, you're going to be disappointed by the owners, and sorry. As long as they can turn it into a very large profit later, and don't you think that the owners are paying real close attention to the NBA and how everyone had talked about NBA's losing fans and NBA's in trouble, and then as soon as you hear that the biggest contract ever gets signed, that's all baseball's going for. As long as they can flip their team, double, triple, quintuple, 10X.
Owners.
That's it.
Yeah.
They will throw the entire sport under the bus for that. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a corporation will tell you that LGBTQ is the most important thing to them and then fire the entire staff the next day when it didn't pay the bills.
And the reason why is that the access media is not calling them out on it, and that is why we do this show. We are calling them out.
Called out.
Somebody's got to do it. If money's all you want to do, don't buy a baseball team. Go buy some fucking stock in a goddamn oil company.
Right.
Get the fuck out of baseball. I guess these teams are, I mean, the valuation on them is better than oil. So
yeah.
And that's why they're there. They're not there because they love baseball. Oh, you know.
Oh, and that's what Coppett's telling me. He's like, they're doing this because it will net them money.
Well, we'll see.
Sorry, but that's how it is. I've been in this business a long time. And it hurts.
Attendance is down.
Well,
this doesn't look good. These numbers do not look good. Okay.
So what does that mean? They'll do anything they can to bump it up a little or get people talking about it.
Yeah,
or
new rules next year.
Yeah, anything. Just change it, change it, change it.
Oh, yeah.
And you change it enough and it doesn't resemble the perfect sport that worked itself out for decades.
Yep.
That's why it goes down the hill to the point where TVs and packages don't want baseball. We're getting into that zone where I feel like it could go either way. It might go the way of everyone's pulling the plug, no one gives a shit about the sport, or just when you thought it was at the craziest, the Yankees sold for $30 billion, and you're like, all right, I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, it's an investment asset. It's no longer something that people should observe with reverence. It's no longer something that's a part of our American culture. If less people watch it, if it gets devalued, if we continue to make fun of our umpires, if we continue to like highlight the most outrageous behavior, then
yes,
it's just going to become another stupid American thing. And we've got enough stupid things. We have enough.
Instead of just watching the play.
We don't need to like turn the Smithsonian into a rave. We don't need to take baseball and turn it into basketball or football.
Yeah. As a fan, your only job is to just watch the play. That's it.
What are you going to do?
Cut it down.
Does anybody not know that?
This is what we do.
Part of our history.
It's going to be a hot topic.
Next time on Mona Lisa Baseball.
They're just not letting baseball be baseball.